give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio. I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Monday to you. How was church yesterday? My, oh my, what a great old-fashioned Sunday we had. Just tremendous day. Wonderful fellowship, wonderful food. God met with us in the services. Baptismal waters were stirred. Decisions were made for Christ, and what a great, great Lord's Day together, both on the American side and on the Spanish side as well, and just a great time of fellowship, and wow, what a great way to start the week. And I hope your church service was that way where you were, and that God met with you and spoke to your heart, and that you were there and a blessing to your church and to your pastor. And now we start another work week, and we're off and running here on a Monday morning. Now, I want to talk to you today a little bit about, let's go to Joshua chapter 1. Can we go there? I want to talk to you about never alone. Never alone. Joshua chapter 1. Notice, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto a land which I will give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness of this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not be any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. You know, most of us at some point in our lives experience loneliness. For some, it's just temporary, triggered by a particular event or maybe a transition. But others go through quite a permanent fixture, so to speak, of loneliness. But loneliness oftentimes has nothing to do with being alone. With the holidays coming up, Thanksgiving, Christmas, a lot of people feel lonely. But you can be surrounded by people and still feel lonely. To point out how lonely people can be, I remember reading someone who mentioned that they put an ad in a Kansas newspaper years ago, and they said, I will listen to you talk for 30 minutes without comment for $5. Yeah, it sounds like a scam, doesn't it? But the person was serious. You say, did anybody call? Yeah. It wasn't long before they were receiving 10 to 20 calls a day. The pain of loneliness was so sharp, some are willing to try anything for a half hour of companionship. You see, there's a difference now between aloneness and loneliness. Alone means you're by yourself in a physical sense. There's nobody with you. And that could be a good thing when you want some peace and quiet and when you just want to be by yourself. But loneliness is a state of mind. It's a feeling where you have no one to turn to, no one that loves you, no one that would care. And easily it can turn into a state of despair. Loneliness can be experienced when we're alone or when we're completely surrounded by people. Loneliness is not solitude. I'm thankful for solitude. Jesus at times would draw away from the crowds to be alone. See, loneliness is not lonesomeness. Loneliness is not solitude. Solitude is the narrow gate the majority of heaven-bound souls pass through. We do it one at a time. We do it individually. You know, alone. Alone. You know, Abel was murdered alone. He brought the acceptable sacrifice, yet he died a lonely death and burial by his own murderer, his brother. Enoch saw the threatening clouds of judgment coming on the world alone, and God took him home to be with him. Noah preached the gospel of righteousness alone. In his generation, he's mentioned as the only man perfect in his generation. Abraham was obedient to the will of God, even to the point of offering, willing to offer his only son Isaac on the Mount Moriah alone. When Jacob was left alone, he wrestled with the angel of God and had his life transformed. Joseph, before he could rise to the throne and be the savior in Egypt, had to suffer in the pit alone. Moses, when to get the revelation of God, had to go up on Mount Sinai and meet with God alone. David, when he faced Goliath, he did so alone. No one else shared his confidence in God. Esther went in to face the king alone, saying, "If I perish, I perish." Daniel went to the pit of lions alone. Paul, as he brought the gospel to Rome, had to suffer alone. He said at my first answer, "No man stood with me." Before John, before he could pin the revelation of Christ and his triumph over all evil, had to be left on the Isle of Patmos alone. The loneliness of the 12 being left in Jerusalem. Think about Jesus as he was left at 12 years of age in Jerusalem, and the family traveled back to Nazareth. Imagine growing up in a home when those around him did not believe in him. Imagine in Gethsemane when he would pray and he'd come back to the disciples and they're sleeping and he faced his most critical and sorrowful hour alone. Calvary found Jesus alone. The disciples had forsaken him. He alone was suffering the sins of the world, culminating in the cry, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Now Joshua takes over for Moses, one of the greatest and godliest leaders in the history of mankind. Quite a daunting and intimidating task. But God assures him with the promise of his presence, "As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee. I will not forsake thee." We are sheltered at home. Listen, many people are alone in our world. Many people feel isolated. We garage door goes up, we leave in the morning, we come home, we pull in the garage, the moat goes back down, and the fence, the yard is fenced in. If you're out and the neighbors are out, you don't know that each other's out, you don't talk to one another. We're sheltered in our homes, isolated. I want to help you today. There's some benefits to being alone. Not lonely, but alone. I want to talk about isolation. The Lord teaches us in times of isolation. Isolation is not so we can be wrapped up in ourselves, to be loveless or cold or unsympathetic or uncaring towards the needs of others. Solitude is not to be a fruitless endeavor. As we isolate ourselves, we're to draw near to God. Those in the world, those without God, would not understand. But we come apart from the world to draw nigh to Christ. If we don't come out from among them and be ye separate, he cannot receive us and be a father unto us. Number two, the Lord is with us in times of isolation. We have the presence of God. I want to remind you, while we are alone, we are never lonely. John 16:32, Jesus says, "I am not alone because the Father is with me." On the cross, when Jesus bearing all of our sin, he cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" But you and I will never have to utter those words. We have the promise from Hebrews 13:5, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." We have fellowship with the Father and with the Son and with the Holy Spirit, and will never ever be lonely or sigh for friendship. Once there was a wealthy man who was fond of reading. He prepared a long list of books and bought them, thinking that if he read those books, he'd become a scholar. One by one, he read them all very carefully. And after many years of reading, his friends asked him, "What have you learned by reading these books?" He said, "I've learned that I know nothing." After reading those books, he discovers how foolish and empty he was, and that this is our condition. When we're empty and foolish, we make much noise. An empty tin can makes a lot of noise. "As I was with Moses, I will be with thee." Remember, Moses in the house of Egypt thought he was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians. And of course, God had to empty him before he could fill him. He had to show Moses he was nothing. I think we spoke on that the other day. And so he had to know that, listen, Moses, you got to learn that you're nothing and I'm everything. And he had to do that by putting him alone on the backside of the desert. It says that C.S. Lewis in his book of Miracles writes, "The presence of God is the most real thing we ever encounter." We often forget that the proper response to feeling lonely is to turn to God. God's always there. When loneliness starts to creep in, turn to God. He's our comfort in those times. And the closer you move to the Lord, the more of his presence you'll have. He'll use that time to build your character. He'll use that time to strengthen you. It's God who builds us up and is with us in those times of loneliness. The presence of God is infinitely better than all the outward comforts that we might try to do to fill that void of loneliness. Paul would write, "Our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." The psalmist says, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such that be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all." So we need to learn anew to walk with God. Train yourself to have more personal communion with Christ, to be alone with Him. There are many blessings to those who come and walk with God. Companionship with God. Human companionship is very sweet and refreshing. But how much sweeter and how much more refreshing is communion and companionship with God? Loneliness adds beauty to life if God's presence is with us. It puts a special view on the sunsets and makes the night air smell better. The strongest man in the world is the one who walks alone with God. Oh, the psalmist would write, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance." Daniel Boorstin, the Librarian of Congress, brought out a little blue box from a small closet that once held the library's rarities. The label on the box read, "Contents of the President's Pockets on the night of April 14, 1865. Since that fateful night that Abraham Lincoln was assassinated, every viewer's attention was seized. Boorstin then proceeded to remove the items in the container and display them on camera. There were five things in the box. Number one, a handkerchief embroidered A. period Lincoln. Secondly, a country boy's penknife. Third, a spectacles case repaired with string. Next, a purse containing a $5 bill, Confederate money. And then some old and worn newspaper clippings. The clippings," said Boorstin, "were concerned with the great deeds of Abraham Lincoln. And one of them actually reports a speech by John Bright in which he says, 'Abraham Lincoln is one of the greatest men of all times.'" Now, we know that as common knowledge. The world now knows that a British statesman, John Bright, was right in his assessment of Lincoln. But back in 1865, people shared quite a contrary opinion. The president's critics were fierce, and they were many. He was often in lonely agony. When he reflected on the turmoil of a country ripped to shreds by hatred in a costly war, it's just amazing that this leader sought assurance from a few old newspaper clippings as he read them under a flickering flame of a candle all alone in the Oval Office. Oh, my friend, you're never alone. You're never alone. David Livingston said what kept him going through all those years on the dark continent of Africa was the words of Jesus Christ, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." You're never alone. You and I are never alone. Oh, the songwriter said, "I've seen the lightning flashing, I've heard the thunder roll, felt sin's breakers dashing, trying to conquer my soul. But I've heard the voice of my Savior telling me still to fight on. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone." Oh, my friend, His presence is there. Draw nigh to Him today. You are never alone as a child of God. Use that lone time to draw near to Christ, and He'll help you and strengthen you and encourage you today. Thanks for listening to Words to Encourage Radio. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.